Okay,
Welcome to
so
the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 2. I'm Janice.
I'm Sylvia from Barcelona.
Great to have you with us. So what are we going to talk about today, Sylvia?
Oh, we have a topic that I love. I think it's one of the articles that I like. So thank you, Janice, for writing this article. This is about the 10 ways to work smarter in 2018.
Yeah, because we're kind of well into January now, and I feel like sometimes we start January, you know, with a lot of excitement, and some people make resolutions, some people hate them, some people make them, but 3 or 4 weeks in, you might be have forgotten or lost interest.
I think it's great timing. It's like you had the time to say bye-bye to last year, and now it seems like you have the time to step into the year and decide, you know, how to enjoy it. So maybe, Janice, since you wrote the article, which is your favorite one?
Well, I think for this year, I'm feeling the most energy around focus. Simply because, you know that you and David and I, last year was really kind of a time of fun and experimenting, and we were just saying yes to everything. And so I like how we sort of ended 2017 with a little more, you know, attention to goal setting and really deciding that we want, you know, we wanted to focus on our online courses, for example, together. I really want to focus on, you know, my individual clients and then our workshop. So I think I'm just feeling this kind of energy of like, how do I put those things first and not get a little bit distracted, which is very easy by all the fun opportunities that come up for us.
Yeah, I love when you say it, Janice, because I can hear the clarity. It's like you, I can see you driving like a big truck, and the focus gives you the sense of direction that you want and you're choosing. So
yeah.
I really like what you say, clarity.
Yeah, I like that metaphor because it also feels like when we're driving, we can also stop. You know, and maybe we want to take a little detour, you know, and that's super fun. And yet there is still a destination in mind that, you know, by the end of the year we want to have gotten to, and how we get there is open to interpretation. So, yeah.
I like it.
So what about you?
Hi.
You know, I think in the article we sort of said one might resonate more with you or one might feel scary. So, which one jumped out at you and why?
Why? I mean, the truth is that I like so many of them, but maybe the one that I really want to have present in my life, and it's a bit connected with focus, it's the one that says, say no. And what I like of saying no is that I'm saying yes to the things that I want. So that's why I think it's connected to what you said, because it's like, because I know where I'm heading, and I'm open at the same time, you know, to enjoy and the adventure.
Yeah.
At the same time, I want to say yes to lots of things. And this is like a compromise with myself. If I want to say yes to things, I will have to say no to other things.
Yeah.
So I can allow, you know, my objective happen by the end of the year.
So what would be one thing that you want to say no to?
One thing that I want to say no to is like, now I'm just realizing that, for example, I have lots of friends and I'm always with people, but certain people, like, they fill me with energy and I feel empowered. And with other people, I don't want to criticize anyone, but with other people, I just feel like exhausted, you know, like they take my energy. So, and I love them all, but
yeah,
I just need to choose and know when to be one with one or the other, and that's it. So
So you want to say no to time with people who maybe deplete energy, so that you can say yes to people who pump up your energy.
Exactly. You said it. Yeah. People who really kind of give me the vitamin, you know, that I want for this year, I want to spend more time with them. So that means that I will have to say no to other people. So that's it. And I love them all.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you're, you know, feeling conflicted, or there's some kind of temptation that you're not sure of, what are you going to do to remember to say no?
I think I just have to remember that I want to feel energized this year. And that's the thing. And this is something that I feel in my body. So I think I got to listen to my body. My body is going to tell me when in front of me I have a people who gives me energy or not. So yeah. I think I got to listen to my body and act from there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing about saying no to is to remember that just because we said yes to something doesn't mean we can't change our mind.
Exactly. We can also be flexible, as you say. Yeah, and I like what you say, because in a certain way we can show compassion. And this is one of another of the intentions of the year that I like, you know. Being self-compassion, I think it's also committing to your intentions, and at the same time, being flexible to change them if you feel, you know, your ideas or purpose has changed. So
yeah, I like that you're bringing that in, because, you know, or maybe you'll say yes to something and later in the middle of it or afterwards you'll think, oh, I should have said no. And so instead of, you know, feeling bad about that choice, or, you know, beating yourself up, which sometimes we do, you have a choice to say, what did I learn from that? And what do I want to do next time?
Exactly. Like, for example, I remember, like, last year, I had, like, a huge intention. I said, I don't want to work as a consultant, you know? And then, I don't know why, Janice, I started receiving lots of requests from my client. They wanted me to be the consultant. So then I said, what is that I can change so I can say yes to being a consultant? And it was a funny thing, because I challenged myself. And the decision that I made to say yes was to do the consultancy service with another person, with another fundraiser.
Yeah.
And then I ended up having a partnership with a colleague of mine. And I'm really enjoying, you know, these type of projects. And at the beginning, I just wanted to say no. And I ended up saying yes in the way that was fun for me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're bringing up, you know, in coaching, we talk about with clients, we'll say, you can say yes to a request, you can say no to a request, or you can counteroffer. And so that's a great reminder that we can counteroffer, you know, with ourselves. Somebody doesn't have to ask us that. It's almost like you asked yourself to be creative and create a counteroffer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Okay, so I think there's something the people that are listening to us, they can do with that. What do you think, Janice?
Yeah, yeah. So here's something you can try, which is, we're going to put a link in the show notes for this podcast to this blog, in case you haven't read it, which is The 10 Ways to Work Smarter in 2018. And we're going to invite you to read through. And actually, I love what you were saying, Sylvia, like, notice your body, you know, what's sort of drawing you in? What feels like, ooh, I'm intrigued, but maybe I'm scared, you know, or what feels really exciting and delicious on that? And just choose one. Choose one and start stepping into it for 2018.
Exactly. That's the call to action for everyone. So yeah, think a bit and listen to your buddy, and that's it.
Yeah, so I'm Janet.
I'm Sylvia.
Now go put this into practice.
Exactly, practice and practice, and share with us whatever you like. We are here for you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.